Yes, it is true. Come, now is the time to worship. Good morning. You have joined us, and we thank God for you. And it's Monday morning, November the 17th, in the year of our Lord. On his sacred calendar, it's the year 5775. We recognize this time as the year 2014. We thank God. According to what the song, theme song, is telling us, it says that every tongue will confess. Because he is God, every tongue will say, you are God. Every knee will bow. And that's what we're saying by being present. So thank you for joining us this morning. I trust that you're feeling well, that you had a wonderful time of worship this past Sunday. So we thank God that we were rejuvenated, we were revived, we were refreshed, and here we are to present ourselves with great gratitude to our Father in heaven. And of course, there's joy in the Lord, and hopefully you're in touch with your joy. Let us access the throne room of God, and he is waiting on us. So let us enter in and bring your praise. Hallelujah. And petitions. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this another day. It's another day, but it's just not just another day. It's a day that you've made. You fashioned it particularly. You had us in mind. You've positioned and placed us strategically for your glory. Have your way among us today. Thank you for each of our prayer partners that have eagerly joined us, anticipating, basking in your presence, soaking up your grace and your mercy and your love, entertaining your attention. So today we are so honored and so blessed to come into your courts. We praise you and we thank you because it was your doing that we were able to be present today. It's your doing. You watched over us and you kept us from dangers that were seen and unseen. You had your plan and it worked. As always, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So today we come to you with confidence, knowing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. Our hearts are filled with joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our thoughts and theme today is joy is in the Lord. And I'm sure you will and can agree with that. Because our Lord, he wins victory after victory. And we therefore can be glad and full of joy because we belong to him. The joy we have cannot be quenched by external circumstances. That is because it is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. He satisfies us, and we just want to sing songs of praise because his mercies endure forever. And this is why we come today, to embrace him, because he means so much to us. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I have the honor of being your host. I am Aubrey Gregory. For the next few minutes or so, we're going to add faith to our faith, rejoin our hearts in the power of agreement so that God's will be done in the earth on this day, beginning with our commitment, our obedience to him. Today, we want to be in praise. There's so much that we can thank him for. We have prayer requests, of course, but we also have praise. And praise emanates from the joy that's inside of us, that's resonant, that shall not be touched. It's unspeakable, knowing that we belong. He's ours and we're his. Isn't that wonderful? Today I want to touch a portion of scripture for us, and it comes from Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 9 through 11. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And it says, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, man, scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all of them, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then Ezra told them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet drink, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And be not grieved in the press, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength and stronghold. It's a stronghold is a place of security, a place that's heavily defended. And here we have the Lord having done this for us, and the Lord therefore as the host of heaven that has watched over us and is still watching over us and guarding us against the onslaughts of the adversary who would like to steal your joy and mine. That's the reality. So let's lay hold of that joy. Think of all his benefits. Hallelujah. Well, I'd like to begin our prayer, working on our prayer targets. And the first one that comes to mind, we were asked to pray for Rose, who is having a surgical procedure today. And she may be approaching that right about now in terms of preps. But today is the day that she goes for that. We're believing God already. We're thanking God and we're praising God already for the results as being favorable. We know that God is in charge, don't we? And it doesn't matter because we are in His hands. It doesn't matter what we are facing or dealing with. And what we do is just submit in His hands, while we are in His hands. So let's pray for Rose, that she would have peace today. Her heart would be quiet. She wouldn't have anxiety. And that the medical team would be at their best. They would be sharp and ready. Their hands and their members will be available. The atmosphere in the room of procedure will be highly charged with the presence of God. They will experience extreme peace because there are angels that are watching. They are on guard. They are waiting. As in the case of royalty, where the servants just wait on. And this is the reference here. They're waiting. They're there, sent on assignment to watch over, to guard, and to protect. Father, we give you praise, much praise, because your greatness is before us. When we think of who you are and the privilege and fact that we have this great relationship with you, that we can be confident because your word has promised us, and you said that we should delight ourselves also in you, and he'll give us You'll give us the desires of our heart. Your word also said that we should commit our way unto you, trust in you, and you shall bring it to pass. So we commit Rose to you, and we know that your word is true, so this thing is done. We praise you and we thank you because your word is true. You are our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of need. So we believe that what your word says is true, it's fact, and you are our refuge, and you are our strength. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the peace. In Jesus' name, we are awaiting the results which we anticipate. You're ruling over, you're in control, and we're all blessed. Have your way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, good morning to you, and certainly heaven welcomes you in. I'm in agreement with heaven. You're welcome. If you would like to sound a praise or an amen or something, you can be heard. Your microphone can be switched on by simply pressing the button 1 on your phone, and that will cause your phone in our studio, your microphone in our studio to be live. It's as simple as that. So do not let the technology hinder you. Just press the button 1 and you'll be on. Now, if you have a prayer request, don't hold it. If you have something you would like to see God intervene in, some circumstance, some situation, the act of faith would be to give voice to it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, the choice for us is we can have wishes or answers. There's choice. If we don't give voice to it, it just remains a wish. If we give voice to it, it then becomes a petition. And it's live before the Lord. Just like you pressing the button on your phone, the number 1, and your phone, your microphone is live in our studio, and you heard. Same thing with heaven. Give voice to it, and you'll be heard in heaven. And of course, God wants to answer your prayer, wants to answer our prayer, because we're going to agree with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, I see there's a signal. 4239, it's your last 4 numbers. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good.
How are you, Pastor?
Yes.
This is Wanda.
Yes, Wanda. How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm blessed. But this morning I have to go to court, Pastor. I'm trying to fight an eviction, and I just wanted you to pray for me that things go well. I'm up early. I'm on the prayer line every morning, but this morning I figured I would press number 1 because I need a prayer.
Well, God has us here for the very reason, and we are honored to be present all the time, doing what He wants us to do. So thank you for that prayer request. Just believe God now. Just believe Him. When you go to court, grace and favor is going before you this morning. Do not have any fear. Grace and favor is going before you. God understands. God knows. The heart of the judge is in the Lord's hands. And the heart of the landlord, who I assume would be present in person or have their attorney there representing them, you will find unusual favor.
You'll
find unusual favor. God will allow you to have the time to rectify the issues in such a way that everyone's needs are met. So let us thank Him right now. Let us begin to thank Him.
Thank you.
Father, we remember that your joy that you have given to us is our strength. Father, there are many today who are waking up to challenges of all kinds. And the only way we know to approach those is to lean on you and know that you are God and that you are in charge. You do rule and overrule. So today, we're lifting up this petition that was raised in Wanda's heart. We're joining our faith with hers. You know all the details and all the circumstances. Father, we thank you for the peace that now descends upon her. Cause her to be quiet in her spirit. Cause the family to be at peace, knowing that everyone belongs to God. Bless them today in an unusual way. Intervene and meet them at the point of their need, so that the report and the result is one that brings you glory on this Monday, because this is the day that you have made. Send your ministering angels ahead to renovate the atmosphere, to condition it, so that you will have your way today in the courtroom, that the hearts that are in your hand would be stirred with grace, mercy, compassion. And that's everyone's heart. We thank you for giving them favor. Give her favor, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the testimony, the result. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Wanda, do you remember the teaching on yesterday about angels?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're not going alone.
I know this. Yes, I remember the teaching. I thought about it all night.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can feel lonely, but you trust God that His word is true. You have angels with you. Because going into that courtroom and to that environment, it can be intimidating.
Yeah, it can.
Because you're in the face of earthly power.
Right.
That's what you're facing.
Sure.
But God is with you.
Thank you,
and His angels are there to minister to you. So don't be surprised as you find yourself at peace.
Yes.
Because
I am.
Of your
I feel confident. Yeah. I just feel very calm.
Yes. Yes. God knows all of your situation. He knows. He knows the challenges and the difficulties. And you can be assured that He doesn't want you and your family homeless. Not by any means. And by any means. And if it makes your heart any happier, so to speak, I can tell you this. You and your family are on our list to be blessed with a Thanksgiving basket.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for...
I wasn't thinking about Thanksgiving because of the situation I was in. But thank you so much, Pastor.
If you remember my words on yesterday were this, I remember them very, very well. And I know that it's the Lord that's having us do this mission, if you will, or this task of being a blessing to some families. But I can recall my exact words on yesterday as I was explaining to our assembly the rationale and reason for why we're doing it and to whom we're doing it to. And I did say that there are families that their situation does not, right now, does not allow them to really focus on the 27th of the month. Well, yeah. I think, what is it, next week, whatever day that is, Thursday. Because of other necessities that are priority in their hearts and minds. And so that describes you very well, what's going on with you all. So don't even worry about the Thanksgiving issues. In other words, you will be giving thanks for real.
Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, so, First Lady.
God bless all of you, and you have a blessed day today.
I will.
Be at
thank
peace.
You. Thank
be
you.
At
I
peace.
Will.
And you remind the Lord that you are His. All of you belong to Him. And the outcomes are in His hand. And look for Him and expect help from heaven, okay? Expect it.
I will. Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
God bless you today. Thank you for your prayer request. Thank you for allowing us to share in that situation. God bless you.
God bless
anyone
you.
Else? Thank you. Anyone else that has a prayer request? And that's the kind of thing that thrills my heart. You know, it's true for all of us without exception. That's what we have to do. We face challenges. I do that all the time, all day long, because I can't do what God has asked me to do. I just can't. It's extremely challenging. So I just trust Him. I just trust Him. Not based on what I could see with my natural eyes or hear with my natural ears. I just trust Him because of what His Word says. So He has to keep and maintain His reputation. Not me have to maintain mine. God has to. He has a vested interest in maintaining His reputation. He is God. And He is only too willing to show Himself strong every day, all day long, on our behalf. So it's great to know that we have this relationship with Him. So if you have a praise report or a prayer request, do what Wanda just did. Give it the light of day.
Yeah.
Let God turn it over to Him. Just turn it over. Just stop carrying it. Let Him carry it. He wants to. Okay, you're live. I see your signal. Your phone is, your microphone is live. Would you speak? Okay. You're live. Oh, 918. If that's you, please know that you're welcome to speak. Your microphone is live and we're waiting anxiously to hear your voice. Okay. All right, let's try it again. You're live.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this awesome day. Thank you for keeping us and bringing us back together that we can come before your presence. This morning, I just have a feeling in my spirit that we should lift up Sister Vivian DeWitt in prayer. Yeah. I have no reason, don't know why, but I just feel in my spirit that we should lift her up in prayer. And so I'm making this prayer request, and also because of the type of work that she does, and I travel on the bus a lot, and I see, you know, all kinds of craziness going on, and so you can lift her up in prayer this morning, and all those maybe that are bus drivers, especially with the weather, this cold weather, cold season that they're in. Praise the Lord.
Well, I concur with that prayer request. I believe we should lift her up in prayer. She is leaning hard on the Lord and depending on Him mightily. And so, if the Holy Spirit places her on our hearts, certainly we want to be responsive. Let us pray for Him. I'm sorry, for her. Father, we thank you that you can speak to us and do speak to us. You do speak to our hearts by your Spirit. And you inject into our consciousness those things that you want us to lift up before you. You like to be asked. You said even to the Son, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. You love to be asked. And so thank you for giving us the direction of what to ask in this day. So we ask on behalf of our sister Vivian. You know her heart. You know everything about her. You know what she's dealing with. You know what her challenges are, what her strengths, what her weaknesses are. And Father, on this Monday, we ask for special mercy and grace to be upon her, because you're gracious and all merciful. Touch her right at the point of her need on this day. Do as you always have done in keeping her by dispatching your ministering angels to accompany her, even as she goes out to work. She's involved with her job. Protect her and all those that she's caring for in her job. Strengthen her. May your joy be in her so she is full, because you are her refuge. Father, you are her strength. So we thank you for allowing us the privilege of lifting her up before your throne today. May this day be a day where she experiences tremendous peace, tremendous joy, a new level of faith, a new level of confidence. Bless her mightily. Help her and remind her that she is not alone, that you are with her at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer request. I believe it was right on time. I believe whatever it is, God is showing himself strong. It's done. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's the way I describe the feeling in my heart at this point, it's like when you have to get something in the mail, and of course you're pressed for time on all sides, but this is one of the details that you had to take care of. And then you go to the mailbox, and you take out that piece of mail and you deposit it in the mailbox. There's a sense of satisfaction. It's done. It's on its way. Mission accomplished. That's what I sense after praying for Vivian. Mission accomplished. Whatever it is. And what I love about what we are doing is that we don't have to know the details. We don't have to. I mean, yeah, we're nosy and we want to know. Well, okay, God, what is it? What's going on? Well, we don't have to get involved in all of that. It's not even necessary because we're not the one that's going to be doing anything other than what we're asked to do, and that is to lift up the person, lift up the situation, whatever. Sometimes we know the details and sometimes we don't. Most of the times we don't. And so, but just to be obedient is such a joy, because all of the stuff, the details, the circumstances, all of it is left in his hands. He's the one that's operating. He just wants us to agree with him. So he said, ask. So we come and we ask, and we can check that off our list. Mission accomplished, done. What's next? Yes, what is next? Anyone else have a praise report or a prayer request? You can just signal by pressing 1 on your telephone, and that will cause your microphone in our studio to be live. And we thank God for the opportunity. It is great to be doing what we're doing. It is great. So rewarding. So rewarding. Well, let us pray. I was in touch with a sister that we've been praying for, and her name is Sonia. And we've been praying for Sonia. She is going through therapy for treatment of stomach cancer. And I spoke with her when I think it might have been Friday, could have been Saturday. And she's doing fine, and she thanks all of us for praying for her. I did let her know that she's on our prayer list, and she's just starting this. She just had surgery about a month ago or something for that, and so she's now into the continuing therapy phase, and so she's doing well. She's a very strong person. You know, she's not one of those complaining, griping types of person. She's kind of, you know, very solid, you know, stand and just be it. And so she's trusting God. And I've known Sonia for quite some time. Sonia used to be a substance abuser in our community, and I watched her over the years. God delivered her from all of that. And let's believe God, continue to believe God on Sonia's behalf. Also, there is another one of our sisters, is Miss Michelle. And we saw Michelle yesterday, and every time I see her, anyway, my observation is that she's, you know, blossoming and doing well. And she's another strong lady as well. And so we are thanking God. These are answers to prayers. That's what they are. They're answers to prayers. So let us thank God for what He's done and what He's doing there. Father, we thank You for Sonia and for Michelle. And we are looking forward to the continued great testimonies of Your power to heal, to preserve in the face of great challenges. We thank You that You've brought us to the place where we understand clearly we have no help but You. We can't even help ourselves, but You are there. So thank You for what You're doing in Sonia's life, what You're doing in Michelle's life, and how You're bringing them through all of the challenges and circumstances. You are their joy, You are their peace. And we thank You that You are there. Amen and amen. Our time is moving quickly, as you would know, but I do see the signal from 4954. You're on live. If you would speak now, it's your opportunity.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Pastor,
Christine.
Good morning.
Praise
God bless
the Lord.
Each and every one of us on this line this morning. I would like to praise and thank God for answering our prayers and the prayer report is that I want to thank God for covering my first lady and for bringing her out of that accident without a scratch. That is answered prayer, because you know, you simply tell us that to remember You and Sister Liz in prayer every time we eat, every time we sit
down
to have tea. And God
yes.
has answered our prayer, because I know many of us have been doing that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I want to thank God for answering our prayer, that He covered her with His shield of protection, that she walked out of that accident without a scratch. I cannot thank God enough for that answered prayer. Every time we get on the prayer line on a Friday night or on 6 o'clock in the morning, we always lift Pastor and Sister Liz up in prayer. I mean, this is not answered prayer. I don't know what it is. I want to really thank God and ask Him to continue covering you and Sister Liz from every plot of the enemy.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, we passed by on yesterday. We passed by the same, you know, we went down the same street as Evergreen Place. I did notice, you can't even tell there was an auto accident there at that spot. If you didn't know, you wouldn't, because there's no damage to any, although the car went right up. Up against the light and the traffic light and the bridge embankment and all that, but you can't tell. There's no sign of, you know, impact or anything. So we know that the angels of the Lord were there.
Amen.
To,
Pastor, did you say Evergreen Place?
Right.
You know, I had an
right
accident
right. Right at the corner of Evergreen, Yeah, right at the corner of Evergreen and...
Freeway Drive?
Freeway Drive East.
Awesome.
Right.
I had an accident on that same corner, Evergreen and Freeway Drive.
Yeah.
And Lift Hotel.
Well, whatever demons are there hanging out at that corner...
they better leave you.
Well, there's opposition, you know, there's offensive and defensive work by the kingdom of God going on that corner, so that they're not having their way. And so we thank God for the prayers of the saints. And that has truly, truly manifested itself in the survival of my wife in that situation against that big truck. And so, you know, God is just totally, totally awesome. So we thank God for all of you. I believe our time is basically expired. But nevertheless, God is still on the throne. He's not due to go out to lunch or anything like that. He's going to be in charge all of the time. And so we thank God for all of you. And let this week, and this week can be, you know, crunching, a week like this just before the Thanksgiving holiday with all the anxieties and situations that can come up, thinking about what to do next week and all of that. Let not your heart be troubled. Yes. Don't allow any anxieties to come. Let us hear what the Lord will say to us. Now, if we can ever get to our benediction here, so that we can get the benefit. Here is what the Lord will say to us. Now the peace of God that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well. That's awesome. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, thank you for joining us today and being a blessing to all of the earth and certainly pleasing our Father's heart. And of course, I love you. Thank you for holding up my hands as we pray. We've got some great reports of God's action on the way.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Be blessed.
Have a blessed day. Drive.
Yes.